and he went into trance. Atlanta was one of the biggest temples for book distribution back in the day. So they had an airport there that could not be beat. And they were doing lots of books. Actually, Savas was there, and a devotee named Chardeshna. And the way the newsletter was calculated back then was that they take the best 2 days out of the weekend. You could have 3 days, but you take your two best days, and then you report that to the newsletter. And then, so Chardeshna had this system of always staying on top, because he would leave for the airport right at Mangalartik. Right after Mangalartik, he'd go to the airport, and he'd stay there till midnight, doing all day long, pack it all into one day. And then he'd take a break at midnight and come back out. There was a rush at about 1 o'clock at night. He'd come back by 3 in the morning, take Saturday off, and then go back out Sunday. So he always had the biggest scores. Anyways, Atlanta was doing really big, so Prabhupada used to go to the temples that were doing the biggest in book distribution. That's the places he would specifically go. And Atlanta was one of those places, and they have beautiful Gorni Thai deities there. And he sat down on the Vyasasan, and he started singing this song. No one had ever heard it before. No one was singing it, so Prabhupada introduced it there, and he sang that tune that I just sang. But when he started singing the song, he went into a trance. He couldn't continue. It was like he locked up, and he was looking at the deities, and then his eyes closed, and his tears started coming down from his eyes during singing the song. So, in Atlanta, they probably still sing this, but for years afterwards. Have you been there recently? They still sing this? I'm sure they do. It's a tradition, because Prabhupada started singing it there. They always sing this song, Parama Karuna, remembering Prabhupada's introducing it there, that place. What else about the song? You missed the song? That's a valid comment. We'll accept that. We have microphones. Huh? You want to sing it again? Maybe later, more devotees. Sure.